Welcome to today's deep dive. We are taking a look at a really fascinating article by Josh Honeycutt over at Basecamp Leasing.
Yeah, it is a great piece.
It really is. And our mission today is basically to debunk this massive outdoor myth. I mean, the idea that logging just completely ruins a piece of land for hunting.
Right, which is what everyone thinks.
Exactly. We are going to show you why recently logged parcels might actually be, like, your best kept secret.
Because, I mean, to the human eye, a freshly logged forest just looks awful. It looks like this chaotic wasteland of brambles and splintered branches.
Yeah, total disaster.
Right. But to a white-tailed deer, that messy, tangled jungle looks like a 5-star luxury resort.
Wait, really? A luxury resort? I mean, why would a deer prefer a bulldozed disaster zone over, you know, a pristine, untouched forest?
Well, it all comes down to their basic survival needs, specifically bedding and food.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so when loggers come through and leave all those treetops behind, they instantly create this amazing horizontal and overhead cover.
Oh, so the deer can just slip right under that structure.
Exactly. And suddenly, they are completely shielded from prying eyes and predators.
Mm-hmm.
It provides immediate daytime security.
Right.
And food-wise, those same down treetops are just covered in leaves and buds.
Wow, so it literally functions like an all-inclusive resort. Like, they can eat from the buffet without ever leaving their bed.
That is a perfect way to put it, yeah. And the benefits actually compound over time, too.
How so?
Well, by opening up the forest canopy, sunlight finally hits the forest floor.
Yeah.
And that triggers what we call early successional growth.
Which is what, exactly?
It's essentially a massive explosion of low-growing weeds, vines, and saplings that last for years.
Meaning the food is suddenly right down at eye level, like where a deer can actually reach it instead of locked away 40 feet up in the canopy of a mature oak.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So they aren't just tolerating this messy destruction. They're actively seeking it out because of that ground-level buffet.
Okay, but if these logged areas are essentially impenetrable thickets, how are you as a human supposed to navigate that without spooking every deer in a 1-mile radius?
Well, you have to remember that deer are biologically edge animals.
Edge animals, okay.
Yeah, they want the absolute safety of that thick, tangled logging brush right at their backs. But they also want to easily step out to forage, so they live on the seams.
Meaning you don't actually go tramping through the thickest part of the brush?
No, definitely not.
You would hunt the exact lines where that logged timber meets other habitats, right? Like standing pine trees or maybe open fields of native grass?
You got it. And you can also use the trails and logging roads left behind by the heavy machinery.
Oh, nice.
Those paths let you quietly access your stands without, you know, sounding like a bulldozer yourself.
So they are kind of like secret VIP hallways that just bypass the jungle?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, but if the loggers come in and take down all the big mature oaks, doesn't a heavy cut or a clear cut completely ruin your chances of actually hanging a tree stand?
That is the big question. And it really comes down to the variables, specifically the severity and the timing of the harvest.
Okay, so not all logging is the same.
Right. Like a select cut, where only specific trees are taken, that just offers a slight improvement to the habitat.
Yeah.
But a heavy cut, that completely flips deer behavior.
Really? How?
Well, if they used to feed in a mature hardwood stand, a heavy cut will make them start bedding in that exact same area because of the cover, but they'll travel somewhere else entirely for their evening food.
Wow, okay. And what about clear cuts? I mean, you lose the acorn crops in your stand trees entirely.
Yeah. Initially, it sounds terrible for hunting.
Right.
But within just 1 to 2 years, the sheer volume of regrowth makes those clear cuts incredibly attractive to whitetails again.
So you basically just adapt, maybe by hunting the perimeters instead.
Exactly. And, you know, timing changes the game too. A late season cut provides vital, woody, browse-like twigs and stems that deer desperately need to survive the winter snows.
Whereas I'm guessing a midfall cut might just temporarily spook them right during peak hunting season.
Oh, absolutely. It can really throw a wrench in things.
So leasing logged land is essentially like timing the stock market. You know, you are investing in the ecological rebound.
Yes, 100%.
You get in when the property looks ugly to everyone else just to capitalize on that explosion of regrowth a year or two down the line.
You're buying in right before the peak value hits.
I love that. So if you are a hunter or a landowner, do not let the ugly aesthetics of a logged parcel fool you.
Seriously, don't.
By asking the right questions about the harvest, like when it happened and how severe it was, you could land an incredibly lucrative lease.
It's so true, because, I mean, we typically view human industrial activity as a purely negative force on wildlife.
Right, chainsaws usually equal bad news for nature.
Exactly.
But if the sheer chaos of logging can accidentally engineer the perfect whitetail habitat, I mean, it really makes you wonder, what other so-called destructive human activities might secretly be creating ideal ecological safe havens right under our noses?